This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm with Alan Klapmeyer of One Aviation. Alan, you just mentioned to me that this is the first anniversary of One Aviation, and you showed last year at the show with an Eclipse. Since then, you sold a few in Europe. How is the Europe market looking, and how is it working with the EASA?
Yeah. Well, I've always had a lot of interest in the European market. It's a place that should benefit from general aviation, and so many great entrepreneurs, great technology, you know, great show here at Aero Friedrichshafen. From One Aviation point of view with the Eclipse, it's our second showing here, and this year we have a EASA-certified, German-registered, completely legal in Europe Eclipse, and it's been going very well.
What do you see as the market potential in Europe? It's gone back and forth. There was a time when practically half of the output of high-performance airplanes was going to Europe from the U.S. Where is it now, and where is it with the jets?
Well, there's still a lot of regulatory issues in operating aircraft for transportation in Europe. Obviously, the light end is really vibrant here. For transportation, it's improving again. We've been really happy with EASA and the changes that have been happening at EASA. For an airplane like the Eclipse, basically everything in Europe is 2 hours away. So it, like in North America and other parts of the world, it drastically shrinks the time and distance that it takes to get anywhere. So we're very happy with the way the market is developing. We delivered 4 airplanes to Europe this year and look to see that increase in the future.
And you flew this airplane over, I guess, your first experience flying the Eclipse over from over the Atlantic?
Yep, we brought 3 airplanes over the Atlantic, a customer airplane and then 2 of ours, and it was a great experience, just a beautiful route. It's one of those romantic dreams that, as pilots, we all have, is going on long-distance trips and, you know, the whole Lindbergh and Alcott and Brown thing of flying the North Atlantic. Stark, beautiful, interesting. And in the case of a high-altitude twin-engine pressurized airplane, it's not very difficult, so you get a taste of the adventure while doing it the easy way. It was a great trip.
And the airplane is capable of that?
Very capable, yeah. Each leg was less than 2 hours, so, you know, really simple.
And how's the U.S. market looking for the Eclipse?
U.S. market is looking good, slow. We're working on a lot of things internally, so we go back and forth, chicken and egg, between how are we doing from sales and how are we doing from a building the airplane's point of view. Lots of things we have to fix in terms of the perception of the airplanes being supported and in production. I'm still surprised how many people come and tell me that they didn't know it was back into production.
And speaking of production, has the line in Albuquerque been mostly reconstituted?
Well, more than reconstituted, actually. So the original philosophy of Eclipse was that everything was subcontracted. They had this high-volume business model. And everything got built someplace else and assembled in Albuquerque. We've flipped that around. Everything will now, to the extent that it's logical, be built in Albuquerque. So we're restarting production on almost everything. We still have some inventory left over, like wings. We have all the wing tooling now in Albuquerque, but we haven't built a new wing yet. So it's becoming a full-fledged manufacturing facility again.
You're doing some offshoring, I think, in Poland. Is that still going on?
Nope. Everything's come back from Poland. The wings and the horizontal were being built in Poland. Now we're building horizontals in Albuquerque, and we have the wing tooling back from Poland.
I've observed this trend among other manufacturers. What used to be horizontal, what used to be shipped out, is now coming back in, and everything is vertical. What does that do for the economics?
It's all about economics, and we could have a long discussion about the business of aviation, which isn't that different from business in general, and the artificial constraints that outside financing puts on companies that make it look like it's more efficient to outsource everything, and it's really not. The way we are the most profitable is keep the margins in the house and build everything you can. Figure out what are your core competencies. Obviously, you don't build what you can't build, and you don't build what somebody else builds better, but that leaves a lot left for us to do.
Yeah, and how has the effect of CNC and digital equipment? Everywhere I go, I see the effect of this computer-driven equipment on the basic economics that allow these companies to bring it back in. Do you, same thing at Eclipse?
The same thing. Eclipse has actually gone to the other extreme, which is the friction stir welding, which is the part that was done in-house for the fuselages was done outside of house for the wings and will now be in-house. So, yeah, it's a very automated process. we're trying to make sure that we rely less on automation, use it where we can, but not let the requirements of large volume for automation get in the way of doing it ourselves.
Okay, I'm going to watch my inbox for an invitation to come out there.
Absolutely. Come to Albuquerque. It's been, I've really enjoyed Albuquerque, both the airplane and the location.
Okay, thanks, Alan. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero Friedrichshafen, 2016. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.